If you have a question, please give me. I want to answer about what I told you during session. Enlightened means maybe many things, and in the word enlightenment is very wide. So enlightenment does not mean to attain perfection. You know, the Bodhisattva. For Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva's way is to help others even before he saves himself. That is Bodhisattva's way. So the point is how to help others, you know. Enlightenment, Bodhisattva's mind, I have to go back to my talk about Bodhisattva or Bodhisattva mind. Bodhisattva mind is, in your philosophy, it is normative consciousness, you know, to do something, to seek for, pursue for good, or pursue for truth, or pursue for beauty. Those are Bodhisattva's mind, in narrow sense. And but that was not satisfactory conclusion for your philosophers. So at last they refer to religion. Of course, here they mean mostly Christian type of religion. And they refer to wholeness. The wholeness is when three kinds of pursue good and truth and good and beauty get together and work for one thing, that is holy function of our mind. Still they insist their mind, not God mind. But whatever they say, the actual meaning is the same. The word is different. They call it human. holy function. But that is actually holy a function of God. But they call it God's function. So, even so, it is just entrance of the idea of Eastern idea of religious life. In East, it was maybe about 2,000 years ago, they have exactly the same philosophy and oneness of the three functions is they acknowledge those three functions. If those three functions work together, that is Buddha's mind. But that was about 2,000 years ago. And after that, in East and West, many progress was made. And in then, at least, to help others means, we do not take it in dualistic sense. To help others means to think others as a part of you, not others. Not yourself. You think to help others is to help someone some imperfect person helped people. But when we say to help others in our sense, it means to consider people a part of you, or a part, it is like your hands or your body. So in this sense, we help others, not to help someone else. When you think, understand to help others in that way, there is big misunderstanding. And there will be big confusion between worldly activity of helping others, social work, and religious help. There's clear distinction between social work and religious work. Do you understand? The social work is based on science and sociology. And sociology is good, Of course it is good. And it, there should be, we should have sociology. And we have full understanding of sociology. To help others in religious sense is quite different from social work. So, what I mean is, if you want to help others, you may to work at hospital is you know, to help others. If he is a religious person, to work at hospital is our practice. Without changing anything. For us, sociology is those who understand religious way. For those who understand religious way, there is no sociology. Sociology is itself, you know, without changing anything, that is religious activity for a man who knows how to help others. But those who do not understand religious life, sociology is just sociology. And he will ignore religious life. So it will not work properly. Some confusion will be created. So that is why we, all of us, should believe in, all of us should have religious life. But to seek for, but we have various science. We should have science.
For a religious person, there's really no such thing as healthy. And simply, a religious person acts in each situation, reacts with each person in the way that's appropriate to that situation. There's no idea of I am helping you, but it's simply this is what is to do now.
Yeah.
And so there's no idea of I am helping another person.
Uh-huh.
That you just do the right thing at the right time.
Yeah, yeah. That is so. And you know, now. You know, in Western philosophy, they had two normative consciousness, you know, in the realm of ethics they had. Ethics is normative science, and religion is, you know, nearly, in Western philosophy, it is nearly the same, you know. It is based on normative consciousness. And consciousness, you know, later, when implicit become popular, especially consciousness itself comes from our experience. Then there's no place for God, you know. Even the voice of conscience is result of our everyday experience. There is no seat for God. So in this way, more and more, our life become far away from religion. Actually, you believe in Christianity. Many people believe in Christianity, but actually, they are far from religion.
What is there about Buddhism which we don't know, but which is always there?
Uh, why we say don't know? Don't know means beyond science or philosophy. Philosophy is science, but beyond science. Science is a study of shadow of actual life. Study of dead corpse of human beings. So we say beyond. But it is evident what do you call it in English? Ultimate truth, ultimate, not truth, but ultimate, you know, something, something which does not want any explanation, right there. That you suffer is, you know, no one can doubt that you have suffering now. As long as there's suffering, you is here.
What is Buddha?
Buddha. Buddha. Buddha has many meanings, you know. Historical Buddha is Buddha. Buddha who attained enlightenment is Buddha. But in this case, to attain enlightenment, it does not mean he did not have Buddha nature before he attained enlightenment. He found out what he had, that is enlightenment. And this kind of person is enlightened person. And when we do not, when we are confined in scientific world, we have no chance to find out the actual reality. They are not Buddha because they don't know it. But when he is, he become aware of true reality, beyond science, more actual reality than science, or the man who found out science will not do not satisfy him. He is Buddha. That is enough, you know. So in East, West, that was called normative consciousness. But if you say normative consciousness, it is nearly the same as ethics. So maybe for Christianity there's no difference between religion and ethics. I don't know. I must say I don't know. But it looks like, maybe so, you know, as long as they have absolute dogma, you know, that is you should not do so. If you do so, you will be punished. This is nearly the same as ethics. As long as when you want to study, you know, you cannot go further. But Buddhism allows to discuss furthermore. You can criticize more. There's no barrier. So that is why people are interested in Buddhism, because we have no, you know, borderline for religion. By killing?
Yes, I mean, would it be possible for a bodhisattva to be killed?
No, I don't think so. Because human life is absolute, has absolute value. Here, there is contradiction between science and bodhisattva mind. But here, you have to deny the idea of utility or science. This is very subtle and very interesting. You know, someone asked me, was it last night? If you, law should punish people, a man who committed suicide rather than who killed someone else. That is true, you know. It is same crime, the same, and more serious to kill a person, to kill he himself, than to kill some other person. He should protect his Buddha nature. To protect his own Buddha nature is to protect others' Buddha nature, because others are a part of you. So forgetting all about protecting himself to protect others means just, you know, just dead rules. Just rules, you know, it means nothing for you. When you want to help others or protect others, you can help others. There's no reason why you protect others. It is the same thing to help yourself, you know, protect yourself from danger. That is pure bodhisattva's way. So forgetting all about helping himself to try to help others is just moral rule, dead rules, and you are bound by the rules, because everyone says so. Because you will be punished by it, so you do it. That's all. So you don't kill others. So that is and if you kill others, you are not human being anymore. That's the limit.
What is that person that is not human being? What is that person that is not human being?
You lose the meaning of human being.
What is the change? Because physically, go through and change. But if I were to take out a revolver and put a bullet in your head, for example, would that make me less of a human being?
Yeah, you are animal.
Animal.
It is true. But you cannot be an animal. But if you can, you are animal. There is no button in heaven and hell. Maybe if we cannot be a human being, we may be the worst animal. Cats and ducks, much better than human animal. There's no butter. The being having for working with two legs, using two hands, and thinking something good and bad, half and half. That will protect you as a human. You will be protected as a human being. That is big, big mistake. That is abuse of human body, human being. He abused human being. He treat human being as the worst enemy or creature. That's awful. Yeah, according to Buddha, there was, he was the seventh patriarch or Buddha. Before he himself, there were six Buddhas.
How about before the first? Was there enlightenment before him?
Before him, I don't know. He counts many and many millions of years, but it means he is not only the person. Who will attain enlightenment? everyone. This is everyone's consciousness. So he is not only Buddha.
The first doesn't have a numerical meaning of being first. It's just sort of all pervading. The first or the sixth doesn't have much meaning.
No, first and sixth. It is rather, you know, this kind of story was told by Buddha, so that people may not make any mistake about him. You know, if he said, "I am the first one," people will make big mistakes. So he said, "I am not the first one." But at the same time, he said, "This is not the first time for me to attain enlightenment. I attained enlightenment many and many times." It means, you know, his enlightenment is for everyone. Everyone has his enlightenment.
Why is it so difficult to be in the mind? Why are so few people in the mind?
Why so few people?
Well, are there lots of people? I didn't realize that there were a lot of people who were enlightened. Maybe there are.
But that is born of right understanding, enlightenment. If you understand, enlightenment is something which is difficult to attain. And that is wrong understanding. Did you understand what I said? Now, during session.
In what?
No. Did you did you understand what I said? And do you agree with what I say, what I am saying? Then you are enlightened. I think you are still, you know, thinking. Or wondering.
I don't think I do understand. I'm not really trying to understand.
You don't understand me. Yeah, maybe so.
In this way of helping each other, putting through communication, through using words, and trying to convey meaning, it's very difficult. And it seems to me to be very important to be able to communicate with another person, and I'd like to know, I say to myself, what is preventing the lack of understanding when the words are being correctly used? What is preventing, what is not listening, or what is the disturbance? What is preventing penetration of this meaning?
You are self-preventing.
Obviously, the work can be done. How do you get through if there's no understanding, say, right now?
If you are confronting the problem you have, you will understand.
But for the other person, how will he understand? How will the other person understand?
Other person doesn't matter. You.
But when it does matter, when you want to feel this innermost need,
doesn't matter.
Do you want to communicate? Do you want to try and help the
Most important thing is to understand you yourself. It's the most important thing.
Fine. And after that?
After that, I don't know. You know. After that. You will know after that.
But after that, there is still confusion in other people, and this is basic.
You are still, you know, thinking. And you are not serious enough. You are not serious enough.
No?
That is, you know, trouble. No other trouble.
I wonder if my question is understood.
Yeah.
Huh?
And I understand. Maybe I understand your question more than you. Suffer a little bit more. Then you understand. Very good question. Fear of death, you know. Fear of death is in the religious, for religious mind, there is no fear of death. The fear of death exists in the realm of thinking. Emotional reality. When you attach to something one distance, you will have. That is the beginning of the fear of death. When you attach to your body, that is fear of death. And when you don't know what you will become of, what will become of you, become very uneasy. That is fear of death. But for a man who has who become aware of his inmost request or his inmost nature or his absolute or nature. That is more important thing than your physical body. It is so. When you are not serious enough, you know, you have fear of death. But when you become very serious about you yourself, you will, you will not afraid of, you will not be afraid of to lose your body. That is what I'm telling him, you know. Peace organization, or
civil rights organization.
Uh-huh.
Should one
who studies
Buddhism have a relationship to
the world? I think Buddhists should have deep concern about those movements. Buddhists should concern if it is, right. But we should not be mixed up, organization itself and our true desire to help others. And the best way may be to allow true spirit of a peace movement for people is the best way, I think. In its true sense. So, the most important thing is to spread Buddhism, to make them known what is Buddhism. It's the best way. We cannot do it by number. We cannot use everyone's right. We cannot abuse everyone's right by number. This is very delicate question, I think. But the most important thing is to realize the oneness of the human being. This problem should not be cut off from other problems. Sometimes, people do too open. So, in one hand, they work for civil rights. On the other hand, they are doing something opposite. This kind of mistake is pretty common. So, even something good should not be cut off from our life as a whole. Even enlightenment should not be cut off from me. Ten years ago, I attained enlightenment, but it doesn't work today. enlightenment 10 years ago. It is impossible to cut off the enlightenment from my life and present the enlightenment to someone else. This is my enlightenment. This is impossible. Enlightenment should be here, you know, now, in this moment. So even though some movement is good, it should not be cut off from our everyday life. As a part of everyday life, we should participate in the movement. Then movement will be successful. Only Sunday or Saturday to join the movement and to make provision. That's not so good way, I think. When you are compelled to do something that is serious.
Okay.
When you are compelled to do something, for that you will become very serious. And it is difficult to know by yourself, actually. So that is why it is better to practice with people. If there is some, you know, some set up rules or, you know, explanation, it may be easier, but unfortunately we are not same, you know. So the practice is for you and you are practicing. So strictly speaking, there is no set up form of practice. And there's no rule, strictly speaking, or no standard to say this is good or bad, or right or wrong. That is why we emphasize the Buddha nature. Unless, if you do not have the idea of Buddha nature or inmost request, you have to be concerned some visible rules. And you have to be attached to something. And that will not work so good. You know. So the best thing is to confront your problem. That is the best way. And to suffer and to struggle is the best way. Then you will have more and more your you will have deeper and deeper religious experience. Idea of Buddha nature. There is no idea of Buddha nature.
Well, actually, you were saying to him, until you have an idea of what Buddha nature is.
There is no idea of Buddha nature for Buddha nature. But there is many idea of many things. So we count, or we glorify various ideas one by one, then you something which is left is idea of Buddha nature.
Yeah, well, when you systematically let the knowledge gotten closer to the and you eliminated all the wrong answers and wrong ideas,
uh-huh,
and are left with few possibilities, and narrowed the Buddha nature down to a smaller area. Well, then, where do you go from there to Buddha nature? I mean,
smaller area. Oh, concepts in your concept. You know, your concept will be limit of Buddha nature will become smaller and smaller and smaller. You know, not smaller, but like this, rather than like this.
Then it disappears?
No. If it disappears, it's wonderful. You know, you tried for a long, long time to take off the idea of holiness, you know, and establish human authority in intellectual reality. And they thought it will disappear. But fortunately or unfortunately, it didn't. So the idea of holiness itself still in, not question, but they found out it is impossible to, you know, give some interpretation to it. It is like this, so no way to catch it. If it is on the some surface, it is easy, maybe easy to pick up. But it is like this, so bottomless. And it is too deep to reach. But still, we know. We should acknowledge it, but it is impossible to take it up. And in that center we exist, you know. So if you try to understand you yourself, there's no way to reach you yourself. Even though you suffer and struggle, even though you spend whole life to reach to yourself, it is impossible. I think someone who attained perfect enlightenment, someone who thinks he attained perfect enlightenment, may be crazy. The enlightenment is not such a psychological state of mind. Because of his poor understanding of our true nature, he can make such a hasty statement.
Isn't it true, that any idea about enlightenment is an obstacle which will prevent
if there is some obstacle, it may be easy to take it away, but actually there is no obstacle. And the only obstacle which exists is the obstacle which do not exist.
Fine, but still, but isn't it so that this concern about the result, about enlightenment, whatever that is, and all that other stuff,
it does not. You cannot compare with enlightenment with some other stuff.
That is true. There's a gap there, but I meant to say that I think that quite possibly the idea or the preconception is a hindrance from this
obstacle. By obstacle I don't mean just preconceptional idea or, you know. I mean the way, wrong way to try to reach it. The way is not right.
This is an obstacle. No?
Not the obstacle, but way to reach is not right way. You are finding, you know, fish on the tree. That is obstacle. Dream. I'm sorry, I have very little knowledge about psychology.
No, but you used the word dream yesterday, or the day before, the dream of the small self. It's just a dream.
Dream is the dream of small self, you know. But big self is, will admit the dreams comes out, you know. Then, so if you have, if you realize the big self, the dream will not bother you. So you will welcome dreams. Oh, that's very interesting. But if you, you know, if you have just, if you have no capacity or no, no container to accept the dream, you will suffer. That's all. Of course, it will have some meaning, but that is habitual, your habits. It is like drinking or smoking or you know, telling what in some good and bad habits. Good and bad habits. That habit will makes you dream, you know. The habits, I mean, in right sense, if you, because you are too much to attach to visible world, you still have vision in your dream. But visible world is not visible. It is not it is important, but because when we have, you know, we live in big invisible world. Visible world is not so big enough to be bothered by. So, you know, to sit is to live in invisible, big world. So, sooner or later, we may die. And we go to the same place when you sit. That is a place where you will go. But for someone, just to sit in dark room where there is no sound, here, maybe. That is death. So, for people who came out from that, there is no fear. For the people who is going to the, you know, Zazen state, there's fear of Zazen because they don't know exactly what it is. So if you compare Zazen experience and your everyday experience, which is important, which is you cannot compare which is big, which is great. There's no balance, you can where he exists. When this world is not yours, it is just a daydream, you know, to talk about mass or, you know, cosmic existence or everything which exists. This is big, big statement. You may say, he is crazy. But when it is yours, you know, there's no wonder to talk about it. The point is, if you hurt your own mind, you will have your body, and you will have everything else. And wherever you go, that is your home. But when you do not have your own mind, and your mind is some subject to study, or subject of psychological study, then you haven't your mind. You haven't your body. You have no home, and you have nowhere to live. That is why you suffer. Still, you are, you exist. This paradox is very, very serious. So just to have your own mind is the point. Then you have everything. Then you can help others. Whatever you do, it's all right. So the point is, how you have your own mind is the purpose of Zazen. If you want to accept your mind, you have to accept everything with your mind. It is impossible to accept just your mind. Your mind always operates with something else. It is impossible to accept just the essence of mind. You translate as a disho, in Chinese, essence of mind. But even though it is called essence of mind, essence of mind cannot be deprived of. It wants always medium. So you have to accept the medium, mean of practice. That is Zazen. We have to catch a fish with bat. With a net. Without net, you can't catch fish. Archbishop always talk about salt. Salt, salt itself is bitter. No one likes salt. But if you take it with food, it is delicious. If you take it with vegetable, it is delicious. That is how we appreciate salt and how we appreciate Buddha nature with something. So, if you are not alert enough, you have to suffer. Then you will know what is Buddha nature. We are usually very dull and dumb. So we want a lot of suffering. We are not like a historical Buddha. For him it was not so difficult, even though he was in his court with delicious food and beautiful palace and many servants and many waitresses. Still, he was, sensitive enough to realize the true nature of himself. But for us, it is not so easy. So, I think for you, American people, it may be pretty difficult to understand, to catch the fish. But if you catch it, it will be a big, big fish. After a long time, difficulty, you will catch it. Well, we shall be very glad if you give me the tail of the fish or something. What do you call it? We don't want the meat. A tiny, what do you call it? Scale? Scale of the fish is enough.